Major newspapers throughout New York have posted editorials calling for State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos to resign his position after the senator and his son were accused of running a corruption scam. But so far, Skelos is hanging on. And as WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Republicans are trying hard to carry on business as usual.
One day after U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara brought a six-count complaint against Skelos, accusing him and his son Adam of bribery and extortion, the Senate leader attended the annual police memorial. In brief remarks, he reiterated his belief that the charges against him are false.
You're innocent. There's nothing that you have to run away from or hide from. Our conference believes that I'm innocent. I know that I'm innocent. And we're ready to govern. That's what it's about.
Meanwhile, the rest of the Republican senators struggled to carry on with their daily duties. Several attended a normally quiet Judiciary Committee meeting and were besieged by reporters. Most had avoided speaking publicly after a closed-door three-hour meeting Monday night where the Republicans said they decided by a strong consensus to keep Skelos as leader of the Senate. Senator John Bonasick, one of only two senators to speak publicly against Skelos remaining as leader, says Skelos told his GOP members that he wanted to stay for the final weeks of the session.
He's asked the conference to at least let him proceed to do the work of the people in the next 7 weeks because he feels that he can get it done for the people. The question remains, does this cloud of a pending indictment, and it will come shortly, will that hamper or affect the conference to do the work of the people? And that's a fluid question that will have to be reviewed on a daily basis.
Senator Bonasick from the Hudson Valley, who says Skelos is a longtime friend, says he also has some doubts about the strength of the U.S. attorney's case against the Senate leader.
Several attorneys in our conference have looked at this complaint in an objective way. They think it's very thin. They think it's a reach.
Senator Betty Little of the North Country says she supports the decision to let Skelos remain. But she also hinted at a possible scenario where the leader could be replaced. But she says that decision would have to come from Skelos himself.
I hope this isn't a distraction. And if it is, then, you know, there may be some other changes.
Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco's name has been mentioned as one of the potential successors to Skelos.
My indication as far as whether I would be interested in leader, I've always said that if there was an opening, I would be. There's no opening.
Senator DeFrancisco says in the next few weeks it will become clear whether Skelos can indeed be effective as leader as the Senate negotiates with Governor Cuomo and the Assembly over renewal of New York City's rent control laws and a related property tax break for real estate developers. The real estate industry plays a role in the federal case against Skelos. The manager of a major development firm is a cooperating witness against the leader. Meanwhile, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who's in the minority in that chamber, says she thinks Skelos and the scandal now surrounding him will be a tremendous distraction.
The reality is that we are here to govern, and it is extremely difficult under these circumstances to have a leader that has to face these serious allegations and defend himself in these serious allegations.
All of the Republican senators who spoke talked of Skelos remaining on until late June when the legislative session ends, but they did not speculate on what might happen after that. Should Skelos stay on as leader longer, he'll likely face trial early in 2016 when it will be an election year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.